Bridgebank helps breakthrough ideas actually break through and remains dedicated to providing financial solutions to those committed to leveraging innovation to make the world a better place. Bridgebank, a division of Western Alliance Bank. Bridgebank, be bold, venture wisely.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. California's Employment Development Department, or EDD, is the state agency that sends out unemployment insurance checks. And since the pandemic started, it's been overwhelmed with applications, which has led to lots of complaints about late checks and terrible customer service when people try to call to complain. But the Newsom administration says it's taking actions to improve the situation. KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer has more.
Since California's economy went into freefall in March, millions of people seeking unemployment benefits have found a system resembling the Winchester Mystery House, haunted by outdated technology and a process that left millions of people frustrated, angry, and unable to get benefits. To address that, Governor Newsom is creating what he calls a strike force to quickly develop a roadmap for streamlining the system. The agency says it'll focus first on the oldest claims, including nearly a million, that could become eligible for benefits with additional information. The EDD says that despite the problems, it's distributed $49 billion in benefits since March. That's cold comfort for those left waiting for help or others who have simply given up. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
In a couple of days, it'll be the first of the month. And that means rent will be due for lots of Californians. But since the pandemic began, millions of people haven't been able to pay their rent, and they've been protected by a moratorium on evictions. But many renters say a lot more help is needed, like a statewide program of rent forgiveness. At a recent tenants' protest outside of the home of State Senate Majority Leader Robert Hertzberg in L.A., I met renter P. Nunez, who discussed her renter's life. So what is your rental situation right now, Ms. Nunez?
Yeah, so because I was furloughed in March due to COVID-19, we're 4 months behind in rent and we owe over $12,000 right now at this point. We're a three-people household.
Wait, how much do you owe again? Just let's underline.
$12,000. Over $12,000 right
and
now.
How many months' rent
Four
is
months.
That? 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it that you want? What is it that you think would be fair for you?
I am myself as an artist living in Boyle Heights. I feel like I see everywhere there's such need for rental cancellation.
I think a lot of people are in the same situation as you in your neighborhood.
Yeah. About 80% of people in Boyle Heights are rent striking, are facing, you know, difficulties to make rent, or are having to choose between paying rent and actually taking care of their needs, you know, both medical needs and food.
So what do you think happens in the future where one day, I'm sure your landlord's going to come knocking on your door saying, hey, I want all my back rent back.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What we're going to do is resist.
What does resist mean, though? Not paying it at all? Or?
Resisting means, to me, not paying it until, you know, we have our jobs back, until we know that we can pay it back. I will start paying rent once my life is back.
But I'm sure even if your life comes back to normal or kind of normal,
mm-hmm.
and you get a paycheck again, that takes care of the month, the rent that follows the following month,
mm-hmm.
but not all the months you've not been paying, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's why we're asking for rent cancellation.
Rent cancellation, mm-hmm. Just basically, we shouldn't be paying anything.
Exactly.
Now, people like P. Nunez are facing an ominous deadline because California's current eviction ban, which went into effect in April, could end as soon as mid-August. But they might not be completely out of luck. Here's Assemblymember David Chu from San Francisco.
In this moment, if someone owes back rent and a tenant files an eviction, all that's going to happen is the tenants will be evicted, thrown onto the streets, and landlords will never get the monies that they are owed.
In May, Chu helped introduce AB 1436, which gives qualifying tenants protection from eviction until the current state of emergency ends or until April of next year, whichever comes first. Tenants unable to pay rent because they've lost work or who can't pay because of expenses related to COVID-19 would have an extra year to pay back past rent. And Chu says legislators recognize tenants aren't the only ones struggling.
It is abundantly clear that there are many property owners who are also experiencing hardships during this pandemic, especially those who depend on rent from tenants to get by. So just this week, we amended our bill to provide mortgage forbearance protections for property owners.
Landlords like tenants would have up to a year to catch up on mortgage payments. With so many people working from home because of the pandemic, the demand for office space has plummeted. And a new UCLA survey reports people in the California commercial real estate market are feeling grim about the future. KCRW's Matt Gillum has more.
The survey from Alan Matkin's UCLA Anderson Forecast does not paint a rosy picture. Focusing on what the next 3 years will look like in California's commercial real estate market, the survey projects sustained declines in office occupancy and rents. According to the findings, development of retail properties is essentially on hold for at least a year. Two-thirds of the developers and financiers surveyed said they would not be launching any new properties or projects in the next 12 months. Beyond that, the survey finds retail properties are unlikely to generate much or any returns through 2023. Uncertainty about what the future of work will look like given the pandemic prompted a third of respondents to say they were significantly scaling back plans for new offices. That, in turn, could trickle down to hurt other sectors like construction. Analysts think the market will come back to life extremely slowly, predicting growth in the office development sector might start late next year. One bright spot? Industrial real estate. 60% of survey participants in Southern California say they're planning at least one industrial development in the next year. And when it comes to residential properties, the survey finds demand will remain high, with rents unlikely to dip that much. For the California Report, I'm Matt Gillum in Los Angeles.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, July 30th. Remember, you can listen to the California Report any time of the day by getting the California Report podcast. It has both of our daily shows on it. We're also on the web at kqed.org/California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from California Earthquake Authority, a not-for-profit offering earthquake insurance to help Californians protect their financial futures. For more information, visit earthquakeauthority.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. And the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!